Tiananmen vigil has been banned, but Hong Kongers aim to keep the flame alive. By Holly Chick, Kimmy Chung, and Jeffy Lam. The cancellation of Hong Kong's annual Tiananmen Square vigil for the first time in 30 years has upset political exiles, the event's organizers and faithful participants who say the gathering to remember the bloody 1989 crackdown in Beijing risks being permanently scrubbed from the calendar. Honoring lost lives with white flowers, lit candles, evocative songs, and speeches has long been part of the annual vigil at the city's Victoria Park, the only large-scale public gathering in Chinese soil to commemorate the crackdown, a taboo subject in mainland China but not in Hong Kong. Since 1990, the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China has held the vigil in remembrance of the crackdown ordered by the Chinese government on June 4, 1989, that left hundreds, perhaps more than 1,000, dead. But Hong Kong's police have banned the vigil on this year's anniversary, citing social distancing rules put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic. Zhou Fengshuo, a student leader during the Tiananmen Square protests, who now lives in exile in the United States, said he was distressed to learn of the cancellation. The generation of 1989 and those who experienced the protest in person have always yearned for and paid close attention to the candlelight vigil in Hong Kong, no matter where we are, for 30 years. It means a lot to us, the 52-year-old said. When mainland China's ruling Communist Party tried everything to obliterate the memory of the crackdown, candles in Hong Kong continued to be held up and comforted sufferers. It is so precious that no other commemoration can replace it. The gathering in Victoria Park, an annual ritual of somber tribute to the struggle of the students, was attended by more than 180,000 people last year. In refusing permission for this year's vigil, police cited the Hong Kong government's prohibition of public gatherings of more than 8 people, which was on Tuesday extended to June 18th, and said any large public assemblies would increase the risk of infection in the city. The vigil's organizers have called on the public to join an online gathering on Thursday and to light candles across the city. Members of the alliance still plan to go to Victoria Park in groups of 8. And have encouraged people to join the vigil as individuals in districts across the city. Victoria Park is a public open space, and some people will still go, Alliance Secretary Richard Choi said. We have confidence in Hong Kongers that they will observe social distancing rules and the ban on gatherings. The group was convinced banning the vigil was done for political reasons, believing its stated goals, which include rehabilitating the 1989 pro-democracy movement, ending one-party dictatorship, and building a democratic China, were especially sensitive subjects this year. China, already in a trade and technology war with the United States, has been caught up in escalating tensions over its handling of the coronavirus and now Hong Kong. The vigil is under a fresh spotlight this year as Beijing moves forward with a tailor-made national security law for Hong Kong. The law, which will prohibit acts of subversion, secession, terrorism, or conspiring with foreign influences in the city, prompted the U.S. to declare it was revoking Hong Kong's special trading status and other privileges with America. The Tiananmen Square crackdown remains a forbidden subject in China, and any mention of June 4th is censored on Chinese social media. An official death toll has never been released. In Hong Kong, veteran pro-democracy politician Cheng Mong-kwong said vigil organizers were determined to call on the public to light candles across the city because they did not want to let their followers down. Many of them are seniors who have attended the vigils for 30 years, he said. Chow Hang Tong, 35, vice chairwoman of the alliance, said her parents had taken her to the vigil when she was a young child. When she studied at the University of Cambridge in England, she initiated a vigil on the campus with other Hong Kongers, hoping to spread awareness of the events of 1989 to students from the mainland who were not taught about them at school. Since Chow returned to Hong Kong in 2010, she has helped out with the gathering. Asked if she feared the new national security law would ban such gatherings, Chow vowed that it would continue. "It is up to us, not the authorities. As long as people's hearts are there, the candles in Victoria Park will be lit up," she said. Retiree Calvin Chu, in his 60s, and his wife have attended the vigil in Victoria Park every year since 1990. He said that it was a pity the vigil would be banned for the first time, but that people could commemorate the victims in other forms, such as online. Choi, the alliance's secretary, said he hoped to return to Victoria Park for future vigils and explained the importance of doing so in Hong Kong, where freedom of expression and of assembly are guaranteed by the basic law, its mini-constitution. If it weren't for Hong Kong and the annual vigil held by the alliance, no one would remember what June 4th is about, he said. We at least kept the topic alive. Hong Kong is the only place in China where we could still gather a significant number of people for 30 years, as a form of protesting. Choi, who was a leader of Hong Kong University students' 1989 efforts to support their protesting peers in Beijing, said his memory of the crackdown remained undimmed by time. I followed the situation in Beijing through the television from the evening of June 3, 1989, to the early morning on June 4th, he said. I can never forget. For those who were sacrificed in the movement, I promised myself that I would fight for democracy in China. This belief remains important to me to this day.